He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the February 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We are broadcasting from South Carolina, from Charleston, where it's going to be about 75 degrees today. I hear the redfish calling me. Listen to that. My phone's ringing right now. But I got work to do. Maybe this evening. We'll see. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is up 116 points as it continues to make a comeback from that Christmas Eve massacre. The Dow is at 25,355 now, up 0.5% today. The S&P 500 is up 7 points this morning. That's just 0.3%. I got to believe that maybe the oil stocks weighing on that S&P 500 a little bit, but it's up 7 points. We'll take it. 2,732. The NASDAQ doing best of all. It is up almost 0.6% today, despite Google's little stumble here this morning. The NASDAQ is now at 4,389. The small caps, which have been on fire here in January, after getting smacked in October, November, December, the Russell 2000 is up 5 points today to 1523. Oil is down today. That's going to weigh on the energy patch. $54.04, down 52 cents on oil. Gold also down 60 cents, 1318 per ounce. Silver's down a penny to 1588. And the 10-year right now at 2.71%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're off to a darn good start here in 2019 after some real nail-biting jitters there back late last year. Fear of the Fed, I would say, had a grip on the market. I don't know what else was going on. It seemed to me like there was more of an attack on the market than there should have been. But it was what it was. In fact, we went into bear market territory for 2 or 3 days. That's the shortest bear market in the history of the market. Well, we had a pretty good day yesterday. You know, the day started off kind of slow, and then I started to see the NASDAQ kick in. NASDAQ started taking off, and a lot of the leaders, as I looked at individual charts yesterday, and before too long, the Dow joined in on yesterday's move. Some of the charts that stand out to me right now, Apple, very strong chart. Right now, I continue to own Apple in my growth and income portfolio. Boeing is breaking out to a new all-time high today. That's one of my largest positions here in Charleston, South Carolina, home of one of the other big Boeing plant, where they're going to have to ramp up production. I was reading here in the newspaper today to keep up with the hot demand for their airplanes. I noticed Alibaba, nice little chart, breaking out, in fact. Is there hope with a China-U.S. trade agreement out there on the horizon somewhere? Netflix looked to me like it's on the verge of breaking out. Nike is breaking out. Square looks like it's on the verge of breaking out. A lot of the former leaders have picked up that baton, and many of them are beginning to lead the market once again. Leaders usually are best stocks now. Well, ratings for the Super Bowl, lowest viewership in 10 years. I just wonder about these millennials. you know, we would have never missed a World Series game when I was growing up. But it seems like nowadays, you know, the World Series, big deal. And I just wonder if the Super Bowl's got a lot of other sex appeal that comes along with it. I don't know if it helps to have the same team in there 7 of the last 10 years either. Lowest viewership since 2009, even though, you know, those are two big markets, Los Angeles, but I don't know if Los Angeles has got the fans right now that are watching. Anyways, CBS said it reached 149 million people. No wonder you're paying, what, $5.3 million for a 30-second ad to reach those 149 million people who watched all or part of the game. Well, Europe stocks up a little bit here today. BP beat earnings estimates, but the Eurozone barely grows in January, according to a PMI reading. Eurozone businesses started 2019 with their weakest growth rate since mid-2013. Well, you know what? They have a lot different way of governing over there in the Eurozone these days. They have a different look at borders over there and immigration. They're relying almost solely on monetary policy. And, of course, they have a very high taxation system, and they have heavy regulations. It's not a business-friendly area to do business. And it's showing up. The Eurozone businesses, once again, start 2019 with their weakest growth rate since mid-2013. And have I heard any ideas whatsoever coming from any of the leaders over there for how to kick their economy in gear? Maybe a little bit of fiscal policy stimulus? No, not one word. How about the fear index? How fearful are you? You know what? It turns on a dime. I have seen fear turn to greed, and greed turn back to fear. A couple of weeks, sometimes, maybe a week. The U.S. equity market volatility index, the VIX, has fallen to its lowest level since early October. Well, now maybe we're too complacent, as investors are reassured by the Federal Reserve's patient wait-and-see stance regarding future interest rate hikes. Well, you know what? The guy who called it was Donald Trump. He said that this sell-off, which was really quite painful and quite nasty, and day after day after day, he said it was caused by the Fed being too aggressive in their stance on getting back to normal. And now we look at where we are today and what has happened since then. The Fed has backed off, the VIX has dropped, the fear index, and the markets are moving up once again. VIX hit its lowest intraday reading since October 8th. The last time it fell below 16. So the VIX index, the fear index, that's good. You know what? It's no fun being jittery and having teeth chattering and knees knocking as the Dow plunges, you know, 400, 450, 550, 600, 650. And that's on Christmas Eve. What the heck? As I'm preparing cookies for Santa Claus and milk, the Dow's down 650. What kind of lump of coal is that? Well, anyways, there was a pot stock rally yesterday. Did you catch that one? Kronos was up 18% yesterday. You know, I think this also shows that risk on right now, at least for now, is back in vogue. People willing to take on risk, and there's probably not a riskier area of the market than the cannabis stocks right now. But there's an appetite for these cannabis stocks. Kronos hit a new 52-week high yesterday. Never mind that they don't have any earnings. Okay, maybe those will come down the road. And never mind that they only have about $10 million in sales, and it's now a $4 billion company. What the heck? Risk on. The VIX is down. The fear index is waning. The greed index is, I would call Kronos the greed index, okay? It hit a new all-time high yesterday. What's the other one? Tilray. Let's see how Tilray's doing today. That's the greed index there, too. Tilray's really cooled off. It seems like Kronos has kind of picked up the baton as the hottest pot stock out there right now. Man, there is a lot to report today in the way of earnings. We had some big ones after the close yesterday. We had some big ones this morning. Disney will report after the close today. I have three stocks that I could feature today. I think I'll spread them out over the next 3 days and pick one here at some point in time to feature today. There's actually four that I could feature today. Good day in the market so far. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's rattle off some big caps here. I have to do this, you know, just for comparison's sake. You don't know the bitter unless you know the sweet. You don't know the best stocks now unless you know some of the bad stocks now out there in the market. Oh, you know, I mean, they're good companies, but as far as growth, you see, if earnings follow, or if stock prices follow earnings, you got one company that's traveling at 6 miles per hour or 6% earnings growth per year, and another one that's traveling at 14 or 15% earnings growth per year. It makes a big difference. It makes a huge difference. Okay, Clorox helped lead the rally in the Dow yesterday. Clorox, however, I mean, look at their earnings report. Their sales were up 4%. Their earnings were up 2%. Okay, so Clorox had a good day yesterday. It's down 3.4%. It's given up a lot of that today. And if you look at the stock over the years, it's a slow grower. You know, it's kind of what you would call pretty much a mature company. It has delivered decent results over the years, but I just look at that 6% growth estimate going forward, that's probably a little bit high, and it's pretty hard to squeeze much value out of that thing. I have it valued at 210, and it's trading right now at 160, which doesn't meet my criteria for 80% or more upside potential and to be best in class. Okay, let's just do one more here. I hate to knock Disney, but Disney has also, well, let's do BP, all right? BP is in the news here today also. BP's growth rate has been all over the map as it, you know, relates a lot to the price of oil, which has also been all over the map. BP, over the last 5 years, their earnings have been going down at an average pace of 20% per year. Now, the stock is having a good day today. It's up 3.2%. It pays a big, fat dividend yield of 5.7%. But let's take that all into account, that dividend yield and price appreciation, and let's see how that's served investors over the years. Over the last 10 years, an investment in BP has delivered an average annual return of 5.2%. That's basically the dividend yield. There's not any capital appreciation. There's no icing on that cake. Meantime, over at the S&P 500 over the last 10 years, it's delivered 12.5%. It's done much better than BP has done. And if you look over the last 5 years, BP 4% per year, market 7.3. Now, it has done a little bit better here recently, but all in all, I mean, this is a very slow growth, very unpredictable, very much relying upon the price of light sweet crude. It's just not a dependable grower from my point of view. Now, yes, a value investor could step up to the plate when it's trading at a low multiple and oil is down and out and this kind of thing. But as far as buying it and owning it for the next 10 years and getting a very reliable, semi-reliable return out of it, it's not my cup of tea. And the app does not pick it or point it out. In my Best Stocks Now app, BP is ranked number 1,660 out of 5,076. Now, let's look at Clorox just for a minute. Let's take a look at their ranking, and then I'll do a good one by comparison. Clorox is ranked at number 1,763 out of 5,076. Okay, now let's just take a look at Boeing, all right, which is a large cap stock, so it would be a good comparable. It's a growth in income. It also pays a dividend, 2% per year. But here's the big difference between Boeing and Clorox and BP. Boeing has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years at 21% per year. And has that translated to returns for shareholders? Well, over the last 5 years, Boeing has delivered to shareholders. Let me pull that up. Over the last 5 years, this is the batting average right here. This is the back of the baseball card. This isn't the fancy picture on the cover of the baseball card. This is flipping it over and looking at the back. Boeing, over the last 5 years, has delivered to investors 30% per year. Over the last 10 years, 28.5% per year. Over the last 3 years, 54.5%. Boeing is an A-plus performance. So if you stack up all the different companies and mutual funds and ETFs in my app, 5,076 right now, Boeing sits at the top of the class with the elite, the A-plus performers. Now, from a valuation point of view, some of the value has come out of the stock here recently, but I got a hunch that its earnings and target price is going to go higher. In fact, I need to look at that and adjust it here today and see what my new target price will be. Boeing, on the other hand, 1 month ago was ranked number 50. 7 days ago, it was ranked number 197. Today, it's ranked 311 out of 5,076. Look, my portfolio's got room for 20 to 30 stocks in it, okay? And if I'm a growth and income portfolio guy, I want a dividend payer, and I'm narrowing it down to the best 20 or 30, I'm sorry, but BP and Clorox aren't going to make the cut. Instead, I own Boeing as one of the holdings in that portfolio. It's also in my premier growth portfolio, which is the best large-cap growth stocks in the world today. And I'm seeing today that Boeing is getting an upgrade. A couple of news items on Boeing. Boeing is pushing to speed up assembly. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, my friends up in Seattle aren't going to want to hear this. This means more hours, more overtime, more cracking of the whip of its 737 jetliners to keep up with soaring global demand. Oh, boy, you want to hear that when you're a company. Boeing aims to reach a new rate of 57 single-aisle jets per month starting on June 3rd, up from the current rate of 52. Who's the biggest buyer? Spirit Airlines, which makes about 70% of these 737s. It wants Boeing to speed up production. And I also see that there's a hike in target price. Bernstein is hiking the target price on Boeing to $459 per share from $435 per share. Well, there you go. There's comparison side by side. Everything is relative in the stock market. On a relative basis, what's the better stock? Well, that's why we call it the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
US Stocks Now Radio. Well, we're hanging on to those gains so far. That's a good sign. I got a few more companies here in the news today. We're going to have about 105 before all is said and done. Another 105 companies from the S&P 500 reporting earnings this week, along with tomorrow we get Disney, Electronic Arts, General Motors, Humana, Lilly, Take-Two Interactive, Callaway, iRobot. I want to see what that robot that mows your lawn, see how that baby does. CMG, Chipotle. Thursday we get Philip Morris, Twitter, Yum, and Friday Hasbro. So, yeah, I mean, the big ones really were last week, but still, let's take a look at Alphabet, which I will forever call Google. I currently don't own Alphabet. And you say, well, Bill, if you're looking for the 20, 25 best large cap companies in the world today, how could Alphabet not be one of those companies? Well, Alphabet has been off and on over the years in that elite status. But I think maybe a lot of the controversy, especially the EU clamping down, the privacy issues, other types of problems have kind of held the stock down. If you look over the last 12 months, Alphabet is down 3.4%, about in line with the market. And if you look over the last 3 years, Alphabet has been about a market performer, just a little bit better. Over the last 3 years, Alphabet 13.5% per year, a stock price appreciation, market 11.1%. There's no dividend in the Alphabet equation at all. I don't think there is. Let me see, unless they've initiated one. Last time I looked, no, there's no dividend for this Mountain View company, which is one of the largest companies in the world, a player to potentially become a billion-dollar company someday at $787 billion. But it falls short of what I consider to be best stocks now in that premier growth category. The returns, you know, it has not delivered a lot of alpha. It has not delivered a lot of relative strength recently. In fact, on the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, the relative strength is 80. The chart, you know, the one-year chart is not all that inspiring. It has put up very consistent growth of earnings over the years, about 20% per year. Going forward is expected to continue to grow by about 18% per year. I have a target price on it just over 2,000 5 years from now, and it's currently trading at 1,132. It currently comes in at number 481. Out of 5,076 that are in my Best Stocks Now database. And I'm usually looking, you know, to become a candidate to be added to my portfolio, I'm usually looking in that top 300. So it's just kind of outside of that right now. And I think there's still a lot of controversy surrounding Google and Facebook, who've been collecting a lot. Google knows more about you than your spouse. I think they do. I mean, the stuff that they collect on us and what our buying habits are and all this kind of stuff. Well, how is Google responding today? It is one of the FANG stocks. Google, pretty tepid response to their earnings report. Google is down $9.40, 0.8%. So, yeah, you know what? It just is not quite there for me right now. Okay, the next one we're going to look at is Seagate. Seagate's been a difficult stock to own over the years because it's very much a commoditized stock. Hard disk, hard drives, all this kind of thing. A lot of that's being replaced by cloud now. Seagate is now a $13 billion company. They did beat earnings. That will help those S&P 500 estimates. Of course, Google beat earnings also. That'll help overall S&P 500 estimates. But it's hard to like Seagate at all in this with all of the great stocks out there. And you'll note that Seagate has always traded at a very low multiple, single-digit multiple. That is one of the hallmarks of a commodity-driven stock, is a very low multiple. That's their punishment for being part of commodity. Micron has the same problem. BP has the same problem. It all goes along with the price of the commodity. Seagate currently has a P.E. ratio of 7. It's been growing over the last 5 years, their earnings by 1% per year. So no interest whatsoever for me. It's not going to make the cut, even though I think Seagate pays a pretty good dividend yield. It pays, 5.6%. But you're not getting any growth. And that, therefore, diminishes the chances for capital appreciation along the way. Okay, let's talk about a good one now. Now, our show is once again heard in the Silicon Valley, which I'm very happy. I've been on and off that station over the years, KDOW, great station in the Bay Area. And I have a lot of followers in the Bay Area. I have a lot of clients in the Bay Area. I have a lot of subscribers to my newsletter, to my app, to my live trading service up in the Bay Area. And I always emphasize that not all great stocks are in the Silicon Valley, nor are they technology stocks. A lot of great stocks, best stocks now, come from other walks of life. Yes. There is something outside the Silicon Valley. Well, one stock that I currently own, it's kind of given up its big gains from earlier. It's headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. All right, a long ways from the Silicon Valley. In fact, on the shores of the mighty Mississippi, Centene is a healthcare stock. They provide managed healthcare services through government-subsidized programs. Market cap $27.5 billion. It is a large cap, but it doesn't have a dividend yield. But let's look at the returns over the years that it's delivered to investors. In fact, it gets an A performance grade. Come up here, Centene. Sit in the second row at the head of the class, right behind, Boeing there. Over the last 10 years, Centene, believe it or not, has delivered 30% per year to investors because its earnings, their earnings have been growing over the last 5 years at a clip, an average of 39% per year. You know, everybody always asks me when I do workshops and whatnot, what's the most important metric that you look at? Is it return on equity? Is it long-term debt to equity? Is it the current ratio? Is it the, on and on and on. To me, earnings growth. There's the mother's milk of stock price appreciation. As soon as that earnings growth dries up, now Centene has been growing by 39% per year over the last 5 years. And I look at their most recent quarter, their earnings were up 42% and their sales were up 29%. The stock was up a lot more earlier today. It's currently up $2.52 or 1.9%. And while I'll take that, it has cooled off quite a bit. But that's cool. We're all right with that. I have a $225 target price on Centene. A few months ago, 6 months ago, it was ranked number 63. It's consistently ranked at or near the top in my Best Stocks Now app. Those rankings are based on alpha, otherwise known as performance or relative strength. And the second biggest factor, almost equal to performance, valuation. I don't want a hot stock burning up the track that's trading at a ridiculous valuation. At the same time, I don't want a dirt cheap stock that is just sitting there in neutral, okay? I like to have both of those engines running as my best stocks now run around the track. Centene is currently ranked at number 312. They did beat earnings, and it is a stock that I own right now, CNC. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, some of these stocks I look at and I say to myself, why would anybody ever own this stock? Well, you got to have 500 to make up an index, right? In the case of the S&P or the Russell 2000, you need 2,000. Do yourself a favor sometime. Go through those 2,000 stocks. I can flip through the charts real quickly of those 2,000 stocks that make up the Russell 2000. There is a lot of junk that makes up the Russell 2000. A lot of stuff in there that I would never want to own. Now, that's my argument against buying indexes. Rest in peace, you know, John Bogle. That's my argument against owning 2,000 stocks when I could narrow it down and at least get rid of the non-growth ones, you know, or something like that. Well, Energizer, good example. They post results and they give guidance. The stock is going nowhere because it's a non-growth company. How about Sally's Beauty? Anybody want to own that one in their retirement portfolio? Well, it has been growing. Now, no growth. Over the last year, there has not been any growth whatsoever. Now, without growth of earnings, the only way for that stock to go up is for the multiple to expand or for a turnaround expert to come along or for them to get bought out, something like this. It takes some kind of catalyst. Otherwise, it's a 1% grower. And the odds, the probabilities for capital appreciation just aren't there. Estee Lauder having a good day. Now, I have owned Estee Lauder in the past in my dividend portfolio. It's actually been a pretty consistent grower, but it's been a stock that's been all over the place. You can just look at a one-year chart of that thing and what a mess it is. Today, it's gapping up as part of that mess. It's up 14.4%. You know, during the period that I owned it, I just deemed it too unpredictable as a stock. I don't know what it is, but Estee Lauder did beat earnings today, up 14.4% today. Micron, we don't need to talk about Micron. Church and Dwight, I'm going to give you two featured stocks today. I'm going to do one more. I already featured Centene. Church and Dwight is not the one. It's a consumer staple. They've had a tough time recently. Its growth is slowing down considerably at Church and Dwight, and that stock down 7.6%. Okay, the one I am going to feature here, WellCare, which is in the same business that Centene is in. Today's kind of a healthcare day as it relates to earnings reports. WellCare, I own in my ultra growth portfolio, which is off to a very good start here in 2019. If you want to see what's in it, it's in my newsletter every weekend. You can go to my website, GundersonCapital.com, the fully invested, ultra growth, long-term tax advantage, looking for long-term gains, is up about 16 or 17% so far in 2019. WellCare is one of the stocks that I own in there. It is very similar to Centene. They provide managed health care services through government programs such as Medicaid, Medicare, to 4.4 million members. Okay, that's what they do for a living. Now, what have they done for investors? What have they done for shareholders lately? Well, they've put up some phenomenal returns over the years. In fact, returns up there with Boeing. In fact, they can sit on the front row too, right next to Boeing and right in front of Centene, because this is an A-plus performer. Short-term performance, intermediate-term performance, long-term performance. Over the last 10 years, WCG, 33.5% per year returns. There is no dividend yield here. Over the last 5 years, 35% per year returns. That's up against the market, 7.3. So that is a big, thick wad of alpha, that WCG, with no guarantees going forward, but that is their track record. And over the last 3 years, WellCare has delivered 56% per year, market 11. You know, another thing to be said for these healthcare stocks, it's not a good idea to own all technology stocks, nor is it a good idea to own all healthcare stocks. But suffice it to say that healthcare is 21% of our economy. You should have some pretty good, pretty decent exposure to the healthcare sector. But in my book, it's not Johnson & Johnson, and it's not these great big old growth giants of yesteryear. There's a new bunch of new kids on the block that are carrying the torch, that are the leaders in this industry today as stocks. WellCare up 33% over the last 12 months. I have a $500 target price. That's 5 years from now. That's if we take their current earnings estimate, grow them by the analyst consensus is 17% per year. Put a multiple on there, and that's my five-year target price. The stock is currently ranked number 108 out of 5,076. It was number 16 6 months ago. It always seems like it's been up at or near the top, and the results show it's been a great performer over the years. Well, you can own the soggy stocks. I call them soggy, stodgy, old growth giants of yesteryear. They're big names, your household names, but maybe they were the great growth stocks 10 years ago, all right? Where is the growth today? This is 2019. Well, we're still getting healthcare stocks kicking in their share of big winners in the market. Technology, obviously, still has its share of big winners, but in my book, you want to own the very best. The best of the best. It's assembling an all-star team, in my book, is the way I look at a portfolio. If you'd like to talk to us, it is a time-consuming endeavor. It's a very time-consuming endeavor to manage your own money. There's a lot of inputs coming into the market every single day that have to be deciphered and looked at and analyzed. You can talk to one of my representatives. I got Scott Waddell. We had him on yesterday. I've got Bart Bailey there in the Minnesota area. That's where he is at, but he covers a big swath of land for me. And, of course, I'm Gunderson out here in Charleston, South Carolina, managing the money every single day, because that is my passion. 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Get the weekly newsletter. There is not a more in-depth newsletter in the industry. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.